It's now 7:35, and Rochester area Catholics are responding to the news of a new pope this morning. Here to offer his insights is Tony Schellino, a deacon in the Roman Catholic Diocese of Rochester. Deacon Schellino, thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
The College of Cardinals have chosen the first non-European pope. He is also the first South American pope, the first Jesuit pope, and the first pope to call himself Francis. Those are a lot of firsts. Does this seem like a bold or surprising move, the selection of this new pope?
Yes, it certainly does. And every time a pope is chosen, there's always a good deal of speculation as to how the pope is going to respond, how his pontificate will shape up, how it'll compare to his predecessor. But when you think about it, the choice of Pope Francis really fits the mold, if you will. He's a theological conservative, and he is of Italian ancestry. He also vigorously backs the Vatican positions on abortion, gay marriage, and ordination of women, and other leading issues of the day. So when you consider that all of the 115 cardinals who made the selection were chosen by either Pope John Paul II or Pope Benedict XVI, it was a safe bet that the choice would be a conservative, theologically conservative choice.
Yet we hear that this archbishop at the time would criticize other priests when they would not baptize children who were born out of wedlock. So apparently he wasn't ultra conservative in every way.
No. He is a moderate in certain respects and a traditionalist conservative in other respects. For example, he opposes, as does the Vatican position, opposes legalization of gay marriage. He opposes adoption by gay individuals. So it is, he's towing the line on the Vatican positions.
How do you think that American Catholics will receive this pope? Many had said they were hoping for a pope who was a bit more modern and reform-minded.
Well, if American Catholics are hoping that the issue of women and their place in the church is going to be addressed seriously, I think they're going to be disappointed. And again, people who are hoping that the church would look more favorably toward gays, et cetera, I think they're going to be disappointed. But you need to understand the Catholic Church in the United States is really a minority issue of the Vatican. They're more concerned about, for example, the developing parts of the world, and the fact that Pope Francis comes from South America is a nod to that reality.
The Catholic Diocese of Rochester is waiting for the appointment of a new bishop. Will Pope Francis have any say in who Bishop Clark's successor is?
Presumably, yes. The Vatican Curia, which in my judgment is in need of serious reform, will also have a great deal to say on who the new bishop is. So those of us in Rochester will just have to wait and hope that the Holy Spirit will be there in the selection of a bishop for Rochester.
Is there any way to know how Pope Francis would deal with the crises facing the church, such as the sex abuse scandal?
Well, no, but there is a part of Pope Francis's background which I'm sure is going to be thoroughly vetted now that he is the pope, and that's how he responded to the so-called dirty war that occurred in Argentina, the military junta that ruled. There were a number of some 30,000 people were kidnapped or disappeared or killed, and allegations were made against then Bishop Bergoglio that he and his fellow bishops were not as forthcoming in denouncing the junta's tactics as they could have been. And then there were allegations that he had dealings with the leaders of the junta, which were denied. And so I'm sure that's going to be thoroughly vetted in the coming weeks.
Deacon Tony Schellino from the Roman Catholic Diocese of Rochester, thank you so much.
My pleasure, Beth.